Snyderville Basin's Recreation District has about 150 miles of trails for people to access for both transportation and recreation. District Director Brian Hatton says the new trail along 224, in spite of some hiccups, will be done by the month's end.
Right now, I think the plan is a transportation trail, so it would be a little more open. With it kind of being up in the air with having to deal with some construction issues, we still haven't discussed that yet. So I'll get with Bob Radke and we'll make a decision what he thinks would work best for the community.
The trail that runs east of the Wallen Barn and the Colby School will be designated for skiing once the snow arrives. As for the field house, he says it's not scheduled for completion until the beginning of April.
This is one good thing about the weather being so nice, is we're able to get some things done and not incur some weather fees and things like that. So it's moving along really well. They almost have it all enclosed. So we're looking forward to having that available for the community.
The fieldhouse expansion includes office space as well as two gymnasiums that will include two full-court basketball courts and an outdoor 25-yard lap pool with four lanes. Hatton says once it opens in April, it will stay open year-round. Trailside Park is getting a bigger parking lot. Hatton says they plan to add 50, maybe even 70 new spaces to accommodate those who enjoy the biking, skating, soccer, and disc golf course.
We definitely expanded a lot of options up in that area. And if you go by on a Saturday, you'll see cars all along Trailside Drive. And so we're trying to make it a little bit safer, keep people off that road, and then just create a little better environment for people that are wanting to park up there and make it a little smoother that way.
After an environmental consultant looked at Toll Canyon, he says they're planning for a new trail that they hope to open next July.
It'll be a multi-purpose trail. Our trails crew put in a hiking-only trail this summer, so there's that component there already. But this one will be a multi-use, so you'll see bikers, runners, well, hikers, moose, elk, everybody will be using the trail.
Parking is available in Summit Park for that trail right now, but Hatton says there are some developments ahead that will enable them to build a trailhead parking lot behind the Wildman School. As part of the new Silver Creek development, the Rec District received about 80 acres of park space. The district also purchased an additional 17 acres. Hatton says they have started flagging for a new trail that will go from the underpass at US 40 to the underpass at Interstate 80.
Depending on the recreational master plan that we're doing with the city and the school district, just depending on who does what at what time. I mean, we pretty much have an open slate to that area. It could be a pool, it could be a field house, it could be whatever the community feels that we need.
Hatton says the district will be presenting the Recreation Master Plan to the Park City Council on Thursday, and then it will go to their board in December. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.